Hi, and welcome to another installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Chuck Boiler and Kurt Heinrichs, co-authors of the upcoming new book, Jump Essentials, an illustrated step-by-step guide for new users. To learn more about the authors and their book following this interview, visit support.sas.com/authors. Hi, Kurt. It's so good to see you here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
And Chuck, it's wonderful to meet you for the first time.
Same here, Shelley.
So, what brings you two from San Francisco to Cary, North Carolina this week?
Well, this is the beginning of our sales year, and so we always kick off the sales year in January. And so for 2010, we're excited because we have such a diverse group now. We have folks from all over the world, and this is the one meeting a year when they all come in. And it's for a variety of things. Among them is education. And so we know that in 2010, there'll be a new version of Jump, which is Jump 9. And so the technical folks are learning about that this week.
Yeah, and version 9, just like version 8 and 7, is completely compatible with what we're doing in this book. You know, what we tried to do was to really target the 20% of Jump you use 80% of the time. And most new users don't get far beyond that, at least initially. And so our book will be certainly compatible with version 9 as it is with 8.
Thank you, Kurt. Well, it looks like your new book, Jump Essentials, is going to be along here pretty soon and available for our customers to purchase in late April. To start things off, can you tell us a little bit why you decided to write this book?
Sure. You know, Jump is an easy-to-use software. It's a very powerful software also, and I think that we've always found that there is a little bit of a learning curve, and in particular for business users that aren't statisticians or engineers by training, they need a easy and quick reference to get to the information they need. And so we wrote this book to help that new user, that business user, get results quickly.
I'd just add to that that there tend to be really diverse sets of folks with all kinds of different educational backgrounds that are trying to use this visualization environment and analytics environment that's inside of Jump. So we decided to write the book so it's reflective of the diversity of the kinds of users that are going to be trying to tackle this. So the book's structure is, if I can say it, personified to the different users. So you're going to really see that in the book, and we hope it's helpful. So that's that was the goal.
Thanks, Chuck. Can you expand a little bit on what features make this particular book unique in the Jump community?
Sure. You know, we really think of these customers that are new to Jump. And I also include with that occasional users. These are folks that might not use it every day, but they need Jump to perform certain tasks. And we sort of see them falling into one of three groups. They're customers that know the type of graph they're looking for, and they just need the steps required to complete that graph or to generate that graph. That's one group, and that actually follows chapters 3 in our book. A second group is a group that has a data set and they need to explore it in some way. They need to find patterns, relationships, exploratory data analysis is something they want to do. And we've structured chapter 4 to really help them in that regard. And then there's a third group that have a problem they need to solve, and they need to answer some type of question. And chapters 5 and 6 are directed to that need.
The trick to the book is that very few of the chapters are dependent on other chapters. If you can find out who you are, kind of coming to it, and we're going to actually guide you in the book to finding out who you are, then you can skip to that section that's going to help you the fastest. So that's the goal.
I find in looking at a proof of your book that it comes in a very user-friendly trim size and spiral-bound, I believe, and it's going to contain some color graphics inside.
That's right. So I don't know if you've ever tried to do this, but if you try and learn software or any method that involves a computer, the book is always popping closed. So by design, this book is set up so that it can lay flat, and you can quickly find the chapter you want.
Yeah, the format is very intentional. Across the entire book, you get a great survey of the basics of Jump. And within each chapter. You have a sort of a entire family of topics within that. Each page is actually designed to begin and end a concept, mm-hmm. for the most part. In some cases, it might go to two pages. And we've structured each page that the instructions are on the left, and the graphics or what you should see will be on the right. And so we hope that this format will be especially helpful to those that are at their computer and using Jump.
Well, how did you two decide to write this book together?
Well, Kurt joined us 3 years ago, and Kurt's office and my office were near each other, and we started having lunch together. And when you eat lunch with someone very frequently, you start sharing your dreams and sort mm-hmm. of your aspirations, the things that you're passionate about. And this idea of getting folks thinking about data and discovering things in it is a passion I think we share.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You know, so many professionals today are drowning in data. There are some excellent Jump books that are available. Books that are directed for new users or introductory users. But they tend to have a much more statistical slant, or they're written for an engineer. And we believe that in particular with Jump, this is a business tool. This is a tool that can easily be used by a number of people that perhaps don't think of themselves as statisticians. And we wanted this book to provide that that bridge to access these tools.
Thanks, Kurt. Wondering if you can touch on something we talked about a little bit earlier. How has your professional experience prepared you to write this book?
Well, my first career of the six was an elementary school teacher.
Oh.
And so I love seeing the light bulbs come on. I've always loved that. And I hated seeing anyone struggle, any learner struggle. It really bothers me. And so I think that was an important beginning, was the third, were people that were, you know, little people, third graders.
And certainly my background is more on the academic side. I was actually in publishing and had worked with academic customers and continue to do that with Jump. Even there, many of the users of Jump are using it in an introductory course. In those courses, they are students that are not only learning statistics, but they're also learning Jump and learning to make those connections, and we felt that you know, we could add something to that experience as well. I would also add that Chuck actually is the host of the weekly webinar that Jump puts on, which is directed for new users, and I think that was really an important basis for this project.
I think it was guiding us because when you meet about 1,000 or 2,000 people trying to start, you start to see the patterns of areas of desire, what they're trying to accomplish, and also the areas that they struggle in. And hopefully the book addresses those pains. I hope so.
Well, that's such an important point, Chuck, mm-hmm. in that, you know, we're not trying to cover everything under the sun. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to cover everything that necessarily a first course in statistics might cover, but the things that users, new users, really need, the things they ask for, the places where they have difficulty, we're trying to provide a quick and easy reference for that customer. And I hope we got it right.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Is there a URL that you can share that customers can go and listen in to your weekly webinars?
Absolutely. Anyone can come to the weekly webinar. It's www.jump.com/webcasts, plural. And just about every Friday, except for some holidays, we hold those. Often it's me, or else it's another engineer in some other part of the country. But the content is largely the same. It's also our office hours for the beginners.
That sounds great. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about your book?
Well, I think I'd just add one thing, is that we see everyone that we talk to is a spreadsheet user, and it's a ubiquitous tool out there, and it's good for certain kinds of things. It's really not the right environment for exploring data and making discoveries, especially since the graphics are so difficult to produce, really, in most spreadsheets, even now. So the way that Jump can import quickly a spreadsheet and allow you to get nuanced views of your data so that you can see the thing that should stick out the most I mean, that inside of a jump environment, it's only 3 mouse clicks away, usually, maybe 4. That's a real advantage. And we're trying to address that struggle that's happening in spreadsheets today. The other piece is most spreadsheets don't tie the analytics to graphics. And those are integrated together in the jump environment. So once the graphic shows you a picture, you can do all the confirmatory analytics in the same context.
Well, in closing, I actually have 2 questions for you. Do you have any advice for future authors now that you almost have your own book under your belt?
Well, I think that the most important thing for us was to clearly define our idea. I think it was something that we both had independently, but in talking it through and developing that idea, I think it really crystallized what that content needed to look like. And we hope that in the publication of this book that customers will agree.
Yeah, I believe that too. Personally, I never envisioned that I'd be involved in a project like this. And I'm so glad that I said yes, because it was actually your idea, Kurt. I'm so glad I said yes. It's been a journey, but it's so close to the things that I'm passionate about. It really was helpful. I mean, and it didn't write itself, but it was as easy as the writing process could have been, because it was so relevant.
When you're not writing or working with Jump, what do you do in your free time?
Ironically, I really like to cook. And obviously, I like to eat. So I have probably 100 cookbooks. And, you know, cookbooks are much maligned. And there are elements in trying to teach that are very attached to cookbooks.
Is there one in particular that you really like, your favorite cookbook? Or?
Oh, boy. That would be really, really tough. I like Tyler Florence's cookbooks because they have great pictures in them. And when we were building Chapter 3, we were talking about, you know, isn't it great about a cookbook? They show you a picture of the thing that you're gonna get, and then they show you the ingredients you need, and then they show you the steps. So for Chapter 3, if anyone cooks, they may recognize that model.
You should have probably called that chapter a jump cookbook.
Well, you know, the cookbook word is one that has, it's nuanced in some of the audiences, and I know that it can be a bad word for statisticians. So I don't know if we said cookbook, but I can say in my mind, it was in there, because a really good recipe shows you the end product and then shows you how to get there.
Right.
Yeah, but for a customer that knows what they want when they see it, there's no better format, I think, for that chapter. And so if cookbook is a label that has some negative connotation, so be it. I think it's an effective way, and you did a great job on that chapter, Chuck.
And Kurt, how about you? How do you enjoy spending your free time?
I take orders from my kids and my wife and just try to keep up with them. They keep me very busy. It's a pleasure, and I know in writing this book we spent a little time away from them, but it's always a pleasure to spend time with the family.
Well, thank you two so much for taking time out of your schedule while you're here, and I really enjoyed speaking with you about your new book and wish you all the best with it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shelley.
We've been talking with Chuck Boiler and Kurt Heinrichs, co-authors of the upcoming book, Jump Essentials, an illustrated step-by-step guide for new users. This podcast is part of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. For more information about this book, visit sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.